This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang. And, of course, we've got our buddy with the suicide jockeys. Matter of fact, there's several people I've run into lately, suicide jockeys out there that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel all around so that we can move and do what we need to do. And I've talked to several of the tanker yankers, the suicide guys out there. So there you go. Now, let's not forget that you can follow us on Parler, on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. And the way you find us over there, we have the same code name for all. Captains with an S in the middle. Captains America. That's Captains America. Gets you in over there at any one of those. And then again, our website is the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. Simply the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and take a look and see what's there. You might have a good old time and might even see something you like. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge, hour number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you'll get it, too. There you go. Now, Kyle, just to kind of update people a little bit on what's going on here, of course, we talked last hour almost exclusively about the raid on Mar-a-Lago by the FBI and whatnot. But we also talked about some things that we can interject as we move along in this hour, because we have other things going on in the world other than Donald Trump, believe it or not. But I believe that Donald Trump, as a result of this, that has forced his hand to where he knows there's an indictment coming. They're going to try to indict him on something. Don't know what the something is. So therefore, I think he's going to announce that he's running for president before that happens.
It's so difficult, Captain, for the Democrat Party elite, the Democrat administration, the Justice Department at this point, to try to make this look like this isn't some kind of political thing that's happening. The American people are going to be very perceptive about this. And yes, I think you're right. They'll indict him on something. You know, it's the old the old adage, right? A grand jury could indict a ham sandwich.
Yep.
But because it's the political environment in which we live, because we've seen egregious things happen on the left side of the aisle many times over, and no early morning raids were conducted and these kinds of things. It just smacks of all politics. And the one thing, here's the one thing, Captain, I think the American people really wanted, no matter what, out of the 2020 election, mm-hmm. what they thought they might get was the idea that a lot of the political rivalry and so forth might have subsided a little bit. Joe Biden at the time, I'm going to be the president of everybody, mm-hmm. and this kind of thing. They wanted a respite, and what they got was the opposite of that. And I don't think the American people are very happy about that.
Well, I got three words right now that seems to be the directive of the day. Remember in November. And the reason I'm saying that, remember in November, is because there is so much excitement right now and support that I'm seeing and hearing all around the country, especially in my backyard here, Florida, for Donald Trump. They have lit a fire under the Trump supporters. They have absolutely lit a fire under the Trump supporters, and I believe this is going to backfire.
Well, I do think for sure, yes, the Trump supporters themselves, the core base Trump supporters, are absolutely going to be fired up about this. But also, Captain, you've got people that might have voted for Donald Trump. Maybe they didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2020. But they're going to watch this stuff happen, and they're going to say to themselves, this isn't fair. This is not the way we're supposed to do things. And that could also be a major factor in terms of people voting, not only in November, but who would come out and vote in 2024 as well. So the Democrats themselves may have inadvertently set the stage mm-hmm. for a massive failure on their part at the ballot box.
And I heard yesterday several times the reporters on TV saying that there were no Trump people there, no lawyers that were watching anything that was going on while they exercised the search warrant. But yet we reported in the last hour the public relations girl who works out of Mar-a-Lago was there and was a witness to what they were doing.
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, yes. And but of course, also, Captain, just the way that this was all that this went down. Typically, you would have contacted the lawyers first.
They would have contacted Trump. He wasn't there. He was out of state.
Exactly. So I think this raises questions of not only just due process, but of protocol and so forth.
But make no mistake about it, these people that have done this, the swamp, the deep state, call them whatever you want, they're evil, they're bad people, and we need to get them out of Washington, D.C. by voting these clowns out of office that got all of this stuff started. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, you've heard me talk about Relief Factor if you've been listening to the program for going on 8 years. I've been taking that product for that long, and it works. That's why I take it. That's why I talk about it. It works. If it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, I take it because of the problems that I've got. And fact of the matter is that because of the ingredients that are in it, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it actually goes to the source of the problem. Whatever it is, gets rid of the pain, lowers or eliminates the pain altogether by going to the source. And, of course, if you have inflammation or swelling or something like that going on, it'll help you with that. And in many cases, it's absolutely taken the swelling totally out of my ankle and my foot and my leg, which is a good thing because I don't need to have that. And I'll tell you what, for the last several days, my left leg has really been A-OK, the best it's been in years. And thank God to my specialist, Dr. Bill, and all the different things that he's doing, plus Relief Factor, which is helping the cause too. So go over to the website. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll see it there. The 3-week, 1995 3-week quick start. It's been that same price for 8 years, so don't worry about it going up. It's not going to. That's one of the things that just isn't. And, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Because after all, Kyle will say, what do we tell everybody, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Well, you know,
right.
Senator Mike Braun, Republican out of Indiana, talking about the bill that the Democrats passed, he said, so, yes, this is going to be not even neutral. It's going to be adding more fuel to the fire. The Dems are political entrepreneurs, and they passed two bills,
one for nearly $2 trillion. We now throw trillions around like hundreds of billions used to be, and that's what's caused inflation to begin with. What do you think of that statement?
Well, I think he's right. I think the whole thing is a total mess. It's not going to reduce inflation. It is going to make it worse. You're going to have a lot more spending in this as well. So to say we'll have a neutral effect on revenue and this kind of thing would just be wrong. And also, Captain, this is about the messaging. Again, the Democrats believe they can literally do anything as long as they're messaging it correctly, because really to them it's just a game. And the really does beg the question, why would they do stuff like this? Because it's so intuitively wrong.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, our Attorney General, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, a Tampa girl, I might add, was just reporting on the fact that the FBI actually trashed the inside of the Trump dwelling.
Oh, wow.
Pulling things out, throwing things around and all that sort of stuff.
Well, sure. Well, again,
they don't have to put it back the way they found it, I don't think.
No, they don't. But again, doesn't that send a message?
Well, yeah. The message is they want him out of the campaign, and they sent the bad boys to, you know, the thugs. They sent the FBI thugs to go get the message convinced. By the way, where was the Secret Service?
That's a good question. The former president wasn't in residence there, so
it doesn't matter. There's still Secret Service there.
I'm sure that there are. But in terms of federal agents coming in with a warrant, I'm sure they had to comply, obviously, with that.
Well, they would have to compare. They would have to check with their supervisor before they let them in. Yeah. All right. Well, something else here. The American Civil Liberties Union, I remember them from years ago, wants federal immigration authorities to stop cooperating with Texas and the state troopers who transport the migrants back to the southern border. They don't want them brought back to the southern border.
Well, no, they don't want them brought back to the southern border. And at the same time, isn't the governor of Texas sending not in total droves at this point, but has certainly sent some busloads of illegal immigrants to places like New York City because it's a sanctuary city and so forth. So he's causing quite a brouhaha with that.
So is it Washington.
Exactly right. And it in some ways, it really does point up the whole issue of what's happening in terms of having illegal immigration into this country and what the practical problems are that arise with that. So on one hand, it's a political ideological thing that you say, and you get points for saying it. But on the other side, it's a real practical thing. It actually affects real people who come to this country, and it doesn't always work out very well. That's bad.
Now, the Chinese military has proven that they can block Taiwan at will, because what do you think they've been doing with the maneuvers?
Oh, big time. Talk about sending a message.
They've actually blocked Taiwan.
well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, Captain, we continue on watching this. I think that sooner than later, China will want to, quote, reunify with Taiwan. They're setting the stage for that right now. They're certainly going out on, you know, with these maneuvers and so forth. But honestly, the side of history, the right side of history, I think they're moving away from it at warp speed here. The Chinese government is, and it's still about control. And really, you know, in this day and age, I think it's a very different thing altogether.
Yes, you're right. Now, the United States has pledged another $1 billion for more rockets and other arms to the Ukraine, small arms, and here we're raising the price tag. I guess they're actually borrowing to pay this back, I think is what they're doing.
Could be, exactly. It's just, and we continue to see the resources that are needed, and because literally this in and of itself, right, becomes like a proxy war to a great degree of what we see happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric just made a comment in the chat room here. I'm going to mention it. He said, "Third world revolutionary politics at play, unprecedented." Well, that's true.
Well, when you have these institutions that are supposed to serve the public good for all Americans and somehow get wrapped up now in the political atmosphere, that's incredibly concerning. And, you know, because people should not have to be afraid of their government, or of the FBI.
No,
or something
I don't
like
think
that.
Eric heard us in the first hour when we were talking about the fact that they are trying to instigate or get something going where they could get some shots fired or something and declare martial law. They would love to be able to do that because that would be the nail in the coffin. But we got to be smarter than them. He says, watch out for the agent provocateurs. They want to start something to kick things off. Well, yeah, they want to declare martial law and do what they've been trying to do for a couple of years now, ever since the bad guys were out on the street burning down cities and whatnot. They wouldn't do it for them, but you watch and see. If we get out there with the guys with the long guns and all that stuff, they'll do it for us. Watch and see.
Well, why do you think for so long we've heard the phrase attacking our democracy?
Yep.
We've heard this so much, so over and over
again.
We're
not a democracy. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. We're a federal republic, but it's representative government. But the idea, the reason they say that term is because they want to establish themselves as the sole protectors of, quote-unquote, our democracy, so that if you speak out against them or question or say, wait, I, how does that work again, then suddenly you are the provocateur. You're the person who, you know, you're coming against our democracy. Well, of course you're not. But they're simply established that as a way, as a pretense to be able to shut you up or to do what we saw happen to President Trump here.
Now, on top of everything else, voters have real concerns about election cheating still remain high, and a majority of voters favor the procedure by which Arizona audited their disputed 2020 presidential election results in Maricopa County.
Well, right. I the idea of fraud in elections is nothing new.
Nope.
The American people understand that in just about every election, there's going to be some amount of fraud. Again, the message that somehow there was simply no fraud in the 2020 election, and even to suggest otherwise or ask a question or point to something and go, I wonder how that thing worked over there where this all went wrong, then suddenly again, what are you doing? You're attacking our democracy. And that, my friend, is just not the way that we're supposed to go about things in this country. We're supposed to ask questions, and the truth will out, and our system will survive, and the legal system will take over. This is the way we're supposed to be civilized.
Yep.
We're not supposed to be some kind of tin-pot dictatorship.
No, and people need to understand that. And by the way, that's why we, the people, run the show. They work for us. We don't work for them. We need to start acting like it.
That's right. That's an incredibly important point, Captain. Incredibly important.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And again, not to be concerned, but there's a few problems around the edge there with the weather. We'll tell you all about that, Nation Waiter, when we get around. But coming back with more.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative. Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It wasn't necessary or appropriate. Words from a statement from former President Donald Trump posted to his social media platform confirming that the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, a search he characterized as a raid. Sources have told multiple outlets that the search is in relation to classified documents that Trump took with him when he left office. The FBI declined to comment on the search. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll from devastating flooding in the eastern part of his state now sits at 37, with at least one other death to be added. He gave the update alongside President Biden, who toured the damage with First Lady Jill Biden, the president pledging ongoing support until residents were restored to a better than before.
We're staying, the federal government, along with the state and county and the city, we're staying until everybody's back to where they were.
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren will continue once I tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. By the way, don't forget to check out MyStore.com either. MyStore.com. That is a spinoff of MyPillow, but it's kind of like looking at a Kmart store. Or maybe you remember them, or a Target store, or maybe even a Walmart store with the things that are in there. It's not just about pillows and bed sheets and towels and that sort of thing. There's some actual stuff in there that you could use for, maybe doing a little repair work and whatnot. So, MyPillow.com, when you get there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to check out what's in there. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Check it out. Same thing with MyStore.com. And don't forget, a lot of buy one, get ones there free going on right now. Plus, you got the great MyPillow slippers. $90 off, which is a tremendous deal. And there's some 50%ers in there if you want to just buy one of this or one of that so you can save money that way. Mike Lindell is getting it done right. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And don't forget the promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. Or if you want to give him a call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget MyStore.com either. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. Tell me a story we all want to hear.
Well, maybe the story about how, you know, not a whole lot of people think the country is heading in the right direction.
We've
got a great story about that. More and more people, Captain, seem to think the country's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and that's what we were think was going to happen anyway. All right, let me go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Denise.
Oh, yeah, it's Denise. Okay, Denise, I got a little noise in there with you. Kind of sounded like you were driving going down the road. Well, Kyle, we got Denise in here with us right now. Now, not to be, and Denise, we've been talking a lot about, obviously, what happened down there in Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, the thing of it is, with Mar-a-Lago, what's your initial takeaway of what you've seen? What is your initial takeaway?
It's important to understand that this request came from the National Archives. They referred the matter to the Department of Justice. And we have something of 18 U.S. Code 2071, concealment, removal, and mutilation generally. And this is dealing with documents that Trump took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. Now, we don't know about classification, whether it was classified material or at what level or not. But if it was classified, it is said that he has and did, he has the authority to declassify anything and make it, you know, public and be able to put it in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
There apparently was some worry about concealment or mutilation, which he obviously didn't do because they took documents with them, 15 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what's important. Under 18 Code, U.S. Code 2071, in paragraph B, it says that the person shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing that we need to understand.
And that's what they're trying to do. This whole thing is about getting Trump out of politics because they know he's coming after him.
Well, not only that, it's, you know, it's the probability that he would be a candidate again against Biden, who keeps saying he's going to run. So it's unprecedented that, and even under Merrick Garland, it's unprecedented that they would ever do anything like this during a political season.
Hmm.
He has said that. You don't do these kinds of things.
Well,
but I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, and, hey, Denise, why on earth would they have gone to this extreme and not contacted the lawyers or not done something else? Or do you think that already happened? But this just seems like this is way overkill for something like this.
It's a Stasi tactic. The lawyers for Trump have been working with the people at the National Archives all along. And it is considered that the National Archives was not aware that the documents may have already, we think so, that the documents had already been declassified. And that the markings on what the National Archives is under the impression was, are still there as being classified material. So I think that is the crux of the argument. But there is nothing that the Democrats won't do that is not without pomp and political pomp and circumstance. And that's precisely why they did what they did. This raid didn't happen last night. We only learned about it, you know, late yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It happened yesterday morning.
Yeah, in the dark. Okay? In the dark.
And it appears that the first media outlet that was aware of this was the New York Times. So the other interesting thing here is that we had this FBI official in where was it? Wisconsin, Michigan, wherever it was. Michigan, I guess.
Oh, the one they got rid of, transferred or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the one. This is the scandal du jour here.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that framed the four guys for alleging to kidnap Governor Whitmer.
Right.
And there was a lot of tactics there. So he was not demoted because they were all exonerated, I think.
Yep.
He was actually promoted to be the FBI field office top guy in Washington.
Yep.
So Washington actually performed the raid, not the Miami office.
Yep.
Or not the Tampa office.
Nope.
So it is clear now that we have a activist leadership at the top four of the Department of Justice.
Exactly, as well as the FBI.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, it's one and the same. The FBI reports, okay? Now, the other fascinating thing is who in Congress knew what, because the Oversight Committee oversees the FBI.
Yep.
So, where does this play in with Adam Schiff?
I'm sure he's in the middle of this.
Well, I don't doubt that he isn't, but these are clearly Stasi tactics. And I think that there's no shortage of Stasi tactics that they will, in fact, use.
All right. Well, did you see the comment made by Eric Holder a few minutes ago?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he's predicting that Donald Trump, Kyle, will be indicted for the January 6th incident.
Well, you know, that's what they've been looking for all along, and we understand this evidently didn't have anything to do with January 6th. That's some of the initial
reporting. Well, we don't know that. We don't know that yet, because included in what the National Archives is wanting to have may be January the 6th. So I don't think that we can make a distinction between those two just yet. They
All
could
right.
be one and the same.
Hold the thought, folks. I'll be right back with we're doing double duty here with Kyle Warren and Denise Simon. And if you want to call with any questions, the number is 877-969-8600. We'd be happy to entertain your thoughts. 877-969-8600. And I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals.
That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you so very much for listening, tuning in, and being a part of the program this morning. And I'll tell you what. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and this part of the program brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J. Now, we're not going to do a Trucker's Highway and Byway report because we've got so much going on here. I've got Denise Simon on the line. I've also got Kyle Warren on the line. And we've also got Nelson on the line up in Jasper. And Nelson wants to bring something in here that he thinks is of importance. So, Nelson, go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that there was a press conference on October 16, 1947 with President Truman, and he was asked at this press conference about these police state tactics that were being applied then, and he admitted that police state activities were okay. And that press conference was on October 16, 1947, and I think it resonates right now. Thank you.
Probably does. Thank you very much, Nelson. Okay, we'll go back to Denise Simon first. All right, are you there?
I'm here. We may, in fact, get some kind of a statement publicly from the Department of Justice today because of what this has actually stirred up. And the big question needs to be what the search warrant application
looks like, what is in that text,
right.
What were they asserting in the application of the search warrant, and what they sold to the magistrate judge in order to get the approval for a search warrant.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is what resulted actually in the search warrant, because it is said that these agents went into the house and were very indiscriminate of what they took. They
right.
didn't bother to necessarily comply with whatever is on the search warrant. They just took whatever they wanted to take.
Right.
Now, that's important, too. And I would say, were there any of Trump's lawyers at Mar-a-Lago at the time, and where was the Secret Service at the time? Now, Trump himself was in New York, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't Secret Service at Mar-a-Lago, based on who else was at Mar-a-Lago, including his wife. So necessarily have to understand, was there some kind of coordination between the FBI and the Secret Service on
that? The person I first heard yesterday that there was no one there, no lawyers, no nobody to go
right.
along and check.
Right.
But there was his public relations girl who, according to the news story I have, was allowed to watch what they were doing.
Yeah, and I think she was the one that was calling Eric. Now they allegedly broke into the safe, but there was nothing in the safe because it was brand new. There, so
right.
there was nothing in the safe itself.
Right.
So where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, basically, though, you know, there has to be something to this in the sense that if the Justice Department can't produce some kind of earth-shattering problem that
right.
that they had to go in and they had to do this raid, they couldn't go through the normal channels that they would do probably for just anybody else in America, typically. I mean, if they don't have some kind of major, quote, smoking gun evidence, it's going to be, I think, it's shown for exactly what it is. These kinds of police state tactics. This is, the American people are going to be enraged by this.
Well, I'm going to say this again, and we said it in hour number one. I believe that they're trying to force Trump's hand, and I think what they've done, and I believe Trump is going to do this, I think he's going to announce before the midterms that he's running for president and get it out there and then see what happens.
Very possible. Right, right. And but at the same time, though, you know, you've got, you know, all these things that they said Trump did before. Trump was colluding with the Russians. Trump does this. Trump
yeah.
does that. And they got under false pretenses to get into his campaign and spy on him that way. It's all been shown to be a total fraud.
Yeah.
And, Captain, how much more, and Denise, how much more can the American people, are they going to stand for that kind of thing and before they just, you know, wash their hands of the Democrats at some point?
Well, you bring up the great point. The Democrats don't care, okay? They don't care whether they break the law or stretch
nope.
the law at all.
Nope.
I mean, that's been proven. But what is particularly interesting, as I go back to this warrant application and to the warrant itself, let's not forget that the FBI lied to the FISA judges
mm-hmm.
in order to get the FISA warrant.
Yep.
The FBI lied.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know who signed off the trail of signatures that signed off on the information that went into the FISA warrants and the warrant application. So, and none of those people have ever been disciplined. None of them.
No, it's okay? Still just hanging in limbo.
Well, it's not in limbo. They've dropped it on the floor. They're not going to do anything.
Okay.
Now, you know, we had the conversation about Hillary and her email server and the classified documents that she had.
Yep.
She was not president. So if, you know, they keep referring back to the Presidential Records Act. But even though she wasn't president, there are clearly emails in there, because we have to go back in memory here, where Obama was part of the email discussions. So that becomes a presidential record.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also not forget about Sandy Berger.
Sandy
Berger was not president, but Sandy Berger, at the behest of Bill Clinton, went over to the National Archives, I think on two separate occasions,
yeah,
as I recall.
He did.
And stole documents.
Stuffed the stuff in his pants.
Stole them. Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, he was actually given a plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
He pleaded to a misdemeanor. But that was theft.
Mm-hmm.
And that was theft from the National Archives. Never once, going all the way back to Watergate, I'm not sure if any of your younger listeners even remember what Watergate is,
mm-hmm,
but they never raided any part of Nixon's home or homes,
right,
or offices from all things Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, and I don't want to conflate, you know, the Hillary thing, but Hillary's communications included Obama, so that becomes a presidential record.
All right, now, Kyle, do you have anything else to say before I let you go?
Yeah, I'm curious what Denise might think as well about the establishment Republicans, let's say. What do you think they're going to do in terms of their response to this? I'm not talking about the Republican voters or even a lot of Republicans, right, maybe even in Congress, but some of the real high ups. What do you think that their reaction is going to be to all this?
Well, Kevin McCarthy came out real fast, and he has already said that he's going to go after this whole thing.
Yep.
Devin Nunes, Senator Mike Lee, Senator Ted Cruz, our governor of Florida was very quick in coming out.
Yep.
Senator Grassley, he has been all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are establishment Republicans in that mix. There's a few others that are not there. I mean, I haven't heard anything from McConnell yet, but that doesn't mean that he didn't say anything. So I don't know what his position is. But Jim Jordan, you know, he was on Laura Ingraham last night.
He was on half the night he was on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mike Pompeo was out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're out there. I haven't seen all of them.
Hold that thought, because we're going to be coming up on a hard break, top of the hour. And Kyle, I want to thank you very much. Another great, productive evening, and I appreciate everything that you've done. And we will talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Go to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. And we'll be right back with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
And don't forget, you can call us 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.